Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We are up to Dav Kuf Yud Beis, on the Beis on the bottom, and we are learning the dinim of how do you summon someone to a din Torah, which even though you were expected to be in Masechta Sanhedrin, it is located in Masechta Bava Kama, the very last perik, where very few people get to, because we don't expect people to go to din Torahs. We hope everybody's b'shalom, b'shalva. It never has to happen that you go to din Torah. But in case it does, so we're told that you have a shliach bezin, and the shliach bezin is believed like two people. Yeah. Says Gemara Vayte. By the way, there's a whole discussion on the Gemara. We learned, you know, in Jewish law, we don't have if a guy loses a case that he has to pay, reimburse the other guy for the dinteir and all that. But if he has to schlep out to another city, because you demand that he goes to another city, here is a machlekes poskim whether he has to pay for the costs of going out if he loses, because you made me extra costs, which is not like part of the, based on the Gemara we had yesterday. But let's go weiter. Amar v'nezavina, yahavina zimna, the last line of the page, we will give a summons, apumaditza, we will trust a woman, apumadishichve, and trust a neighbor. The fact that we trust a shliach bezin, there's a machleik, is how we understand the shliach bezin. Some say that shliach bezin is trusted because he only, you know, and he comes back and he tells us what happened. We trust him. He can put someone in chedim. It's a din edus. I normally need two edim, but here you have no choice because it happened. What are you supposed to do? So therefore, we trust him. In that case, there are those who want to say, the marik and others want to say that a woman is believed as well in edus where it happened. It was a murder, and the only one who saw was a woman. Then she's believed in edus. When do we say Aedas apostle is, if you're making a shtar, you're organizing Aedas, then you have to get legitimate Aedas. But if the Aedas happened, you can't repeat to say, oh, murder them again so we can get the right people to watch you. You can't do that. So then you can believe a woman and so on. That's what some poskim hold. Others say, no, it's not a din Aedas at all. And Shliya Bezin believe it's not a din of Aedas. He's just an extension of the Bezin. It's a special kinds of Chamim. So therefore, the special kinds of Chamim allow here women also to do the Hazmon. It's not a din Aedas. Because Aedas, they never believe. And neighbors, we don't say if the man is not in town, then we trust them that they pass down the summons. But if the man that was being summoned is in town, then we cannot trust that they actually gave the summons. Why? And we say that they're thinking could very well be that the women or the neighbor did not pass it on because they'll think the bezin, because sure bezin saw him as well, or so the bezin would have seen him because he's in town. When do we say that? What that we trust him? When he goes home, he doesn't pass by the front portal of the bezin. I will call above bina, but if he has to pass by in front of the bezin, it's not said.
He's waiting for a special letter from bezin. He's not.
You need a summons. But if the woman will think that he passes by bezin every day. Surely they gave him a summons directly. We'd have to schlep him and we'd have to make him feel uncomfortable. And they would have told him, he comes back that same day. We just said he's out of town. But if he's out of town and he's not coming back for a couple of days or even tomorrow, again, could be they forgot. They forgot. Only if he comes back that evening. If they wrote you a shtar of chedim, because you were summoned to a bezin and you refused to come, ad the osiladina, cause man, you didn't front up to the bezin, they will not rip it up, you're still in chedim. There's another kind of chedim which is called loitzayis. A loitzayis is somebody doesn't listen to the verdict of the bezin. Then ad the tzayis, as long as he does not listen to the verdict of the bezin, we don't rip it up. That's one opinion. Says Yomar V'loi, it's not so. Even the omar tzayis, as soon as he says, I will listen to the bezin, karinile, we rip it up. Even if he doesn't pay straight away, as Rashi explains, maybe he just didn't have the money. And that's why he delayed it. Amar Rav Chizkiya, Koyv Mizman, when do we give him a time? Sheni, Monday, Chamishi, Thursday, Vesheni, Zimna, Vesimna, Basa, Zimna. We give him a few times where they come. Ulamacha Kasvin, if he doesn't come Monday, Thursday, Monday, after three times, that's when we write the Chedim that he didn't show up. We're in that Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph. So we give him three occasions to come, Monday, Thursday, Monday. If he doesn't show up, that's when we write the Shtar Psisa. Rabasi, Ikla, Beit Rav Kahana. Rabasi once came to the house of Rav Kahana. Chazi saw he eats a woman. The Azmana Ladina Bepanya. She was summoned to a din Teira in the afternoon. She didn't front up. Uvitzafra Kosil Abdina. The following morning, they wrote and put her chedim. What's going on here? We just letting Mori give you three opportunities. Don't you agree? Given three opportunities, Monday, Thursday, Monday to come. When do we give three opportunities? A person, only a person that the oni less must say he couldn't come that Monday. Something happened, or he was out of town. I will eat to this woman. Even Easter must women don't generally travel about. She was here. But let Asi didn't show up. If we know for a fact he doesn't plan to come to Dintayda, we don't have to wait three times to summon him to Dintayda. If he says, I'm not showing up, you can give him, put him a chain straight away. You don't have to wait three times. Three times is only because we gave allowances, maybe he couldn't come, or something happened. And the woman is not in business, and therefore she's at home. She should have come. Rav Yehuda says, Lo yavina zimna, we don't generally summon people to Dintayda. Lo yavina zimna, not during the month of Nisan, when everybody's busy planting their fields. Lo yavina matisha, not because of Erev Pesach. It's amazing. Not Tisha, not with Roshani and Kippur or Sukkot, that doesn't bother us. It's like, yeah, because they have to make panasa. It's amazing. Unless you're going to say, what about the second half of this? And once Pesach is over, why can't you summon the interior then? And that, they're the reason, because they're planting and sowing the fields. But it's you would think. And then he said, Leib Mali Yom Tov, Erev Yom Tov is only Erev Yom Tov Mamish. Not, you know, not a couple of days before. The Leib Malish, but not even on Fridays. I will minisin lebasi minisin, to give someone a summons in Nisan. I want to see you here. Or the yom tisha lebasi tisha. I want to see you cheshvin kavina. We can do. However, memale shabbat to give someone a summons on a Friday. Lebasi memale shabbat to come on a Sunday. Like kavina, we're not going to do that. You know why? He's so fatrogen. He is so preoccupied in preparing himself for Shabbos. My time about vidit to shabbat to tori. He's so preoccupied in getting ready for Shabbos, that he doesn't, he'll forget and put it away somewhere. He won't even remember that he had it or where he put it away. We do not also set a time. They used to get together every single Shabbos to hear a drosha. On Shabbos, you should never tell somebody, Monday I'm going to see you in Teda. You know why? Because you know the reason is not because they're going to forget. Because then people will stop going to shuls because they're scared. They might get a summons. Just like some people don't want to come to shul when there's somebody with shalachim coming around because they don't want to be attacked. So they don't want to be attacked during Vehesis. The open is a public place and they can be attacked. Let's stay home. And so too, they used to come here, according to some, it's on Yom Tov itself. We had Mar Megillah. On Yom Tov itself, they would talk about the Din of Yom Tov. Rashi says, talking about Shloshim Yom Kohen Machag. Let's talk about that. When the people will come before Rav Nachman on the day of a kala to go and, you know, Rav Nachman was a dayan. And to say, we want to summon Yankel to a din teira. Omalu, he would tell them, you think the reason why I gather all people today is so that people come to me and complain about din teiras? I gather people today, I'm giving a shir because it's Shabbos, you have to have a shir. Today, that there are Ramoyim, that all kinds of tricksters, Chayshinan, we are Chayshish. That means that today already, because they hide and everything else, so you're allowed to then do it on your kala as well. Chayiv says in the Mishnah, back to the Mishnah, Chayiv l'shalim. If the father left behind something, the chayiv achrayis, you have to pay. So we learned before different ways of learning. One way is that the geneva is exposed and covered the father, like Rebbe told the son. Covered the father, we should give it back. Or others say, no, he's talking about that. It was totally consumed, and that's why you don't have to give it back. Chayiv means the father left behind assets that is a lien. As soon as he stole it, there was already a lien on those assets, you have to pay. However, we'll continue along the way of Rebbe taught Rav Shimon his son. Master Rebbe Rav Shimon Berei, loy dov yachrayis mamish, doesn't only mean a dov yachrayis, a lafilu pora. A cow, a chayyid, where you plow, that everybody recognizes it. So we ask an interesting question. What about mitzvah? A beautiful bed that you have at home. or a mace of a le, and people sit in it. Or shulchan a table v'oichalav. Mao, what about that? If it's stolen, or it's stolen, better a table. Do we say because inside the house nobody really knows, so it's not embarrassing? You know, it's not covered of the father to have to give it back. Amar like ten lechachem v'yachkemo. You think you have to spell everything out? I gave you a few ideas, and you figured out. Of course, you have to give it back. Because people do come in, hopefully, and there will be friends of people in your house, and they'll see, hey, that's Yankel's chair. What's it doing here? It's a table. So cover the father. It's a pasuk, actually. Ten liyachim, everyone is a pasuk.
No wonder I don't
know the pasuk. It's in the Mishnah. Exactly. Says the Gemara, ain't party, don't ever get change, because it's stolen money, the tax collectors are ganavim. The king would, let's say, he's on sell the tax to somebody. The king wants $1 million tax from the city. He would on-sell it to somebody for $1 million, and that guy would then go and let's even a discount, 900,000. This guy then would go and decide to increase the taxes, and he had no right to, and he's a ganef. $7 million, he'll raise $2 million. So it's all going to go.
Just last night I learned a halacha in Rambam. The Rambam says that a tax collector, a Jewish fellow who works for the Melech as a tax collector, he cannot become a chover. He can't trust him on Tumas and Taurus until he's chozer medarka hara and does tshuva.
We'll see that there are some tax that are good.
Tax
collector. Yeah, all of them. You're going to be kind of. Nor from the wallet of the gabbai. The gabbai is the guy who collects the taxes as well. There's different kind of taxes, head taxes, land tax, so this is like head tax. They know it's tzedakah, they give it, tzedakah don't take it, because some say the pshat, this guy, you shouldn't take stolen money, but Nachman, even if it's not stolen money, he thinks now, I'm all right, because I stole $100,000, but I gave $1,000 tzedakah, I'm a good guy. You can't do that. I will know the base, but from their own house you can take minashuk, because he has some honest money as well. If the money is not coming from there, you can take it. It says the Gemara, Tony, we learned, I will know you dinner, but you're allowed to give him, let's say you have to pay tax, and your tax is 50 cents, you're allowed to give him a dollar bill, and he'll give you back 50 cents change. I had stolen money. The Noitza Lay is a shar, and you're allowed to take it. Why? Because the mitzvah, like Rashi says, the mitzvah to save your money. Why should you lose your money with him? This concept of Dina Machus is the most revolutionary concept there is. And you can see it with other religions, Lahavdu, as that, you know, Sharia and all that. They don't have the concept of Dina Machus, which is recognizing the Goyish law. Machlek is, even in Halach, the Shach in Lamates and others in Amor, have Machlek is how far with Dina Machus goes. What about where it contravenes the Torah and so on? Dina Mamanus. Notice it, because it's very powerful, Dina Machus. It's like a. It's the. They say that, if you read the historians, they say that this. They call this pithy statement of Shmuel, save Klal Yisrael. Because we were able to at least climb, adjust to live in another country. Otherwise, they would exterminate it even worse than what they, Achman Slam, what they did. You have to pay taxes. What do you mean the tax money is stolen? You have to pay taxes. The general rule has to benefit. If it's a law that's only legislated against Yidden, it's not Dina Machusin. It has to be universal for all the citizens, and it has to benefit the country. So therefore, all kinds of shaylas, you know, going through a red light, is that called Dina Machusin? Because it doesn't directly benefit the coffers of the country. Okay, if you go through a red light, you benefit the coffers of the country. So there's a big machlek is how far we take it. But the Ran says an interesting thing. The Ran says his shita is that the Dinam HaChosedin, the word is in the Dorim we had, the whole base of Dinam HaChosedin is because the government, it's not a pasuk like others learn, I'll be innocent, but rather because the government can expel you, can evict you, force you, like we see over the whole time. They force buy your house whether you like it or not. They'll give you a price whether you like it or not, and you can't do nothing about it. So you don't own anything. So therefore, Dinam HaChosedin is, since you don't own anything, it's like they're letting you, it's their largesse, they're letting you stay here, so you have to pay for it. Says the Ran Ebazei, the only place in the world where there's no Dina Malchus HaDina, you don't have to listen to the government, is Israel. Because in Israel, they have no right to throw you out because every Eid owns a Chelek of Yisrael. Others disagree, but it's pretty amazing. You would think it's the other way around. He says Israel is the only place you don't have to listen to the government. It's the Takeveri Mahadir, who listens?
Koinim Levim says, Ein Lechelek V'Nachlo.
No, the Levim have a Migrish.
The
Migrish, yeah. And Koinim of the Yashar from Azeidah. Talking about what a tax collector, you have to pay taxes, but if there's no limit to how much tax you collect, that's Geneva, you don't have to pay it. Talking about a tax collector who decided on his own to collect taxes, he put it on the bridge, a toll booth, whether you like it or not. You want to cross the bridge to get into town, pay me. Ikin Masla, others say this very same point on another Mishnah. You shouldn't wear klayim. You shouldn't put on klayim, even top of 10 clothes. Now, why are you wearing it? The thing is, if you wear clothes, when you come in a country, you got to have $800 worth of gifts, whatever it is, you have to pay import duty. But if you're wearing it, they don't charge you. So you're putting on all the clothes you bought, all the coats, you're wearing it. So if you're doing it, to avoid taxes, you're not allowed to do the because it's klayim. The problem seems to be because of klayim, not because of avoiding taxes. The problem is not the decline, the problem is the taxes. You're avoiding taxes. You're allowed to. It wasn't Rabbi Kiva. It's Rabbi Yehuda Shem Yechoy. Rabbi Shem Yechoy. Not Rabbi Kiva. That's what the Lag B'Omer is.
No, I'm saying, wasn't Rabbi Kiva the one who said...
No. All they did
was for their...
Rabbi Shem Yechoy. We had a Shabbos, Aflam Gimel. Of course, there's Rabbi Shem Yechoy. Is he allowed to avoid paying taxes? Rabbi Kiva holds, he's allowed to avoid paying taxes. It's a machlekes. So, be shleim, when you climb, come to climb, I understand a machlekes, but this is a machlekes. You have no intention of wearing the climb because you want to benefit the climb. So, Dov Hashem is coming. So, Dov Hashem is coming. And Rabbi Shem's comments that didn't call to the cool master, but Rabbi Shem's comments also. Are you allowed to avoid tax? Are you allowed to avoid Mashmul? What about the Machosadin? Same answer. When don't you have to pay taxes when there's no limit to how much you have to pay? He stood on his own. We get the master the same comment on a different Brahmin Mishnah. That if a guy says, if a guy comes to your house and you know he's a murderer and if he wants something from you and you swear, he wants to collect some kind of tax and you swear to him, look, this you see over here is not mine, belongs to the king. And you're making a shvua, which is the Eastern Tater, and you're lying. But you're scared for your life. You're allowed to make a neder laharogin for people who are murderers. With the charomin, or those who are very who steal money, all the muchsin, or the tax collectors, you're allowed to lie to them and say, look, hey, he's a truma, this tax collector's a ganav, but he's a frumid. If it's truma, he's not going to take it. What's the point? He can't eat it. He shall base the mevlos to the king. Afa pisha einish a truma. Afa pisha einish a melech is not true. The la moichsin for the gemara tax collectors, you're allowed to avoid paying taxes. V'amashmul dinamachosanina. You're right, you have to pay your taxes. You're not allowed to lie on your tax forms. But, we're talking about over here, a tax collector that has no limits, so that's Kenevi already. Rabashi said, we're talking about a Meiches Kenani, a Goyish tax collector. What do you mean by Goyish tax collector? What's the problem? You're not allowed to steal, but from Goy, you're allowed to steal. Tanya, you learned, Yisrael, the Kenani, Anis. If there was a Yid and a Goy, you were very, very strong. Shabaladin, they came for Dintayda, Ayid and a Goy were having a fight in Dintayda. The Goy was a strong guy. Im at the Yochlas, I came in Israel, if it's Jewish law, the Yid can win, and that's it. Go ahead with Jewish law, Zakeyu, make sure the Yid wins. That's our law, this is a Jewish court. Let's say in Jewish law, the Goy tak would win. But if you follow the Goyish law, the Goy would lose. Zakeyu, what do you want me to do? We're living in Australia, and this is the law of the land. So we follow, no, we always make sure the guy loses. If you try all kinds of tricks to make sure the guy loses, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says that you're allowed to steal from a guy if there's no Chil Hashem, but there's a Chil Hashem, or there's a Kid Hashem, you let the guy win, the guy walks out, wow, the Eden is so nice, they even let me win. So then you shouldn't do it. There's a big machlek is Tanoim if you're allowed to steal from a guy. Rabbi Kiva, the Chayyim, hold you're not allowed to steal from a guy. What's he talking about? Who cares about Chilul Hashem? How do I know you're not allowed to steal from a guy? But Tanya, we learn this is the following pasuk. He learns it from. We'll have him on the design in Sanhedrin. The whole machlek is there, and Rashi holds that Gezel Kanani is actually only Osam Drabon. Umutti completely. But time you know Rabbi Shimon, Dovid said, Rabbi Kiva, Shabba, Mr. Feeding, when he came to him, and nine, how do you know that he's not sure? I know he's still from a guy. Tam Levi says, after you sell the Eid to a guy, you should person, Gu'ula Tila, you should redeem him. Shalayim Shechena, don't just steal him of the Yates and steal him, go away. Pay back. Yachl Yaglim Olav, I would have thought that, what? That you would tell the guy, that you allow, once we say that you have to pay the guy, you allow the guy to double the price. You have to work out market price. You dactic him kaneo. So is he clear me now? Still for guy, cool to you. Oh, my rab, yes, look, is a harak, still makiva. Here he says, you know, still for guy. And there he says, only Chilashem. I'm a bit like Kasha. Hobby canani, hobby get toisha. From a canani, a guy, a worshiper, you're allowed to steal. But a get toisha, a guy who doesn't serve a void is other, and the Ram has different version of get toisha, who can keep Zayim mitzvahs, then the Rashi holds only over the void is other. Doesn't matter if he's in the veil or that. Then from him, you're not supposed to steal. Only by you, but Tavai Gabadon, given the very same possible, learn all levels of goyim. This is what we learn. We learn that if somebody is not careful with Shemitah, eventually he'll become poor, and eventually he'll be sold as Eved, eventually he'll be sold to a goy. He'll be sold to a gay Shinema, to a goy Shinema, from there you get sold to a guy who's an idol worshipper. Then you'll eventually be sold to a church, to an idol, to a mamash, to an idol. So we see here we could be going through everything. And it says, all these people, you have to redeem him and buy it back, not steal him out. Not steal. This is an interesting halacha. That is, you're not allowed to steal from a guy in halacha. This is halacha, by the way. You're not allowed to steal from a guy, but you don't have to pay him back a loan. Because the money came to you legally. It's not a question of paying back. You're not a ganef anymore. So if he forgets about it, you don't have to pay back. I'm talking about every evening, of course, who says,
he's talking about if he's demanding his money back.
No, then you have to pay back because it's Chil Hashem. Not because of Gineva, because of Chil Hashem, which Rabbi Akiva said before. So when Rabbi Akiva said before, Chil Hashem, he was talking about, of course, Halva Osei. And taxes is like Halva. And so you might have Rav at the time, he says to him, so that's how we look at it. Not paying taxes is not stealing from the government. You owe a debt to the government, and if you don't pay it, you're half kos al avasai. So because paying a debt is half kos al avasai, Rashi Shita is, there's no issue in avoiding paying taxes if you don't get caught. If you get caught, it's a chilul Hashem. Then, so then you have to be careful. Says the Gemara, Omle Bazabaya, Eved Ivri, half kos al avasai, Lucheda, and Eved Ivri, a Yiddish Eved. Lucheda, the way it works is that the master pays the Eved as soon as he buys him $100, and now the Eved owes him his work. So Lucheda is half kos al avasai, so why can't we steal the Eved? It's not half kos al avasai. As soon as the Eved gets the money, it's not a loan that he has to pay back. He's owned by the master. Vices, even a Goyish master owns him. But his lost item you're allowed to keep. You should give back the aveda of your brother. You return the aveda of your brother. You don't have to give it back to God. How do you know you have to give it back? Maybe you don't have to pick it up to give it back. But if you already have it in your hand, you do have to return it. You have to look for it. If you already have it, maybe you have to return it. Avina, it says the pasuk, umatzasa, and you found it. And Avina learned pshat. We'll have Avina shnayim oichzin. The asal liyada mashma. Only the matzasa means it came into your hand, and still only a chalavei dechicha, only your brother, not to a guy. Tanya, we learned that Pinchas ben Yairaim b'makom sheyesh chil Hashem. But if it's a chil Hashem, afilo aveidasa asin. Now I keep the aveid, give it back. And Rabbi Kiva said before the flip side: if you'll generate a kiddush Hashem, then give it back. Oh, Shmuel says to usay muteres. Another famous Gemara. Toys akum is muter. If he makes a mistake, you don't have to go point it out to them. Unless there's a kiddush Hashem, then it's a good thing. Ki had Shmuel zovan mikusi. Shmuel once bought from a guy lekana the dava golden piece. Kema b'mad parzalo, and the guy sold him thinking it was copper or brass or whatever, something a lot cheaper, worth only $4 instead of being worth $400. And the Shmuel didn't say a word. Bedalit zuze for $4. V'ivle lechad zuze and nochmer. The guy, no, he gave him $3. The guy didn't even bother counting. He thought it was four. So he did two tourism here. First of all, he bought something really cheap. But he did the same. The guy said, "Here, take a bronze thing." He looked at it. Okay, he knew right where it was gold. And the guy said, give me $4. And I gave him $3. And the guy walked away. So he was happy. Avkana, hard Gemara to learn. Avkana, Zovan, Mekusi, Meya, Ve'esim, Chavisa, Be'meya. He bought from a guy 100.
Gemara didn't fall on a Shabbos.
Sorry?
You're lucky. No, you're telling me.
You're right. Rav Kahana bought from a guy 120 barrels, but the guy counted it was only 100. So the Rav Kahana knew it was 120 and didn't say anything. The guy's counting, 100, he doesn't have to count. The evil Echad, the second thing he did, no guilt over there. Then also he paid him, other paid him, and the guy walked away happy. Omalei, and he said to him, Chazi, si, da'aloch kasamichna. That's big machlekes in the Rishonim, who's saying to who. But now Ishmael brought down that the Yid should say to the guy, I'm relying on you. The guy shouldn't have come back to town. He said, look, so, you know what? I'm not going to count it. I'm relying. You tell me it's 100 barrels. I'm relying on you. You tell me that, you know, you got paid. I'm relying on you. Other Rashi learns, the guy is saying to the Yid, I'm relying on you. I'm not counting. Now, that one is a little bit hard because the guy later realizes that it wasn't 100 and 120. The Yid was a ganef. Chil Hashem. But the Yid says to the guy, I'm relying on you. And according to Ishmael, you actually have to say that. If you don't say that, then it's not the Tos Akum that's Mutter. Yid says to the guy, I'm not going to bother counting. You know, the guy gives him a whole bunch of money. I'm not going to count it again. You watch, you notice he gave me an extra $20 note in there. He said, no, I'm not going to bother counting. I trust you. So this way, it's the guy's fault. He won't be angry with the Yid. Okay, you should all know this for the future.
You make a kiddush Hashem by doing a good thing.
Okay. All I know is that I was last year, about 5 years ago, I was in America and I was in a gas station somewhere. It's not in New York, somewhere, I forgot where it was. And I went in, it was in the Catskill Mountains, but not in the Yiddish area. I went to the gas station and I gave him $20, he gave me back $50 change.
I picked the wrong note.
Yeah, exactly. He had to give me a $20 note and give me a $50 note. So I thought I'll make a kiddush Hashem. I gave it back to him. Did he curse me? These Jews, they're always talking about money.
That's why he's so working at a gas station. If you do him a favor and he curses you.
Yeah. So it's not always a kiddush Hashem.
Well, in business, when I get undercharged.
Which isn't that most times it is.
When I get undercharged or delivered too much schoda, I always call them up and tell them. And I once had a girl who works in a secretary as in the company, and she said to me, you know, you're the only person who calls us to tell us when we make a mistake in your favor. And I thought, that's very good. You should know that it's the Yid.
She knows you're a Yid?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. That's a kiddush Hashem.
Right.
Ravina Zovadikla, Ravina wanted a partnership. He bought a palm tree. Huvu Kusi, Litzalchahim, and a guy bought a partnership, a palm tree for firewood to chop it down. Omala Lishmaya, he then told his guy, by the guy, he doesn't have a clue about a palm tree, which part is better for firewood or not. Do me a favor, I get half the tree. Go first, cut them, but I see me cut it. Go cut in the section where the roots are. The Kusi, Minyana, the Kusi only knows how to count money. He knows how to count how many palm trees he bought. You cut the parts that stick. Rav Ashi ever caused a little going roll. Chazer, he saw Shivsha, the Gufna, the Pardisa. He saw over there a bunch of vines growing in the Pardis. He saw these branches growing in the Pardis in his orchard. And there were grapes hanging on it. Amul of the Shmai says, God, by Zil Chazer, go see. Eid, the Kust, if it's a goy, I see. Bring it to me. And he destroys the Eid. Loy, I see. Don't bring it to me. Sound like he's saying to him, if you go, you'll steal from him. Shama, who Kusi, the guy heard. That was Yossi, but he was actually sitting right on the other side of the fence, and he heard exactly this conversation. Amalei the Kusi Shari, what? If it's a goy, you're allowed to steal? Amalei, and the Machlek is in the Mephoshim, whether Rav Ashi actually meant this, or he just did it to save himself. Kusi, no, you misunderstood. Kusi, I said, Kusi, go take it and pay him. Shokdok, because he'll take money. It costs $5, he'll take the money. Abi Yisrael, for Yid knows that it's me on the other side who's taking the grapes. Loi Shokdok, dummy, won't take money. I don't want favors. Gufel, let's analyze it. I'm a Shmuel. The din machus the din. I'm a Rav. Says Rav, I bring a raya. What's the raya? Din machus the din. The cutly dikli. They go to people's houses, chop down their palm trees. The goshri gishri, and they use the palm trees that they stole from Yiddish houses and build bridges on it. And vavrilai, we walk on it. What right have they walk on it? Must be. You know what right we have to walk on it? We're walking on it because the government owns it. They have every right to cut down the trees, even the private property, and make a bridge out of it. Because din machus the din. I'm the bai who told you, but Dilma, maybe they got nothing, maybe no Dilma Chazina, but you know why we're allowed to walk over it? Which is the Yayish Lu, because the government is Miyayish.
The
Bailam will Miyayish. The Bailam will Miyayish from it. On Malay, they said, Eloi Dilma Chazina Hechmi Hakim Miyayish. Now, what do you mean Hakim Miyayish? There's a big machlek is in Rishonim, and this is a big machlek is in Achraim. There's a question in Achraim generally, Oshusha Rabim. How do you understand a public place? Is the Pshat, it belongs to no one, or is it belongs to everyone? The mock of that is this Rashi right here. Let's see the Rashi inside. If you remember in the future, Rashi says over here, What do you mean? The government came in and took his trees away. Of course, he's miyayish. What do you mean hechim miyayish? So look at Rashi over here. He says over here, hechim miyayish. First line, right in the middle of the page. Miyayish. First line, miyayish. How could be miyayish? Now remember, if you hold yish is not koiner, the only way that yish works is if it's yish and shinu deshus. But the chayyus shinu deshus as well. It left your house and moved now into the bridge across the water. Belong right. Says Rashi, claiming me have a yish. Would this be counted as yish? Ha yish kadi have it's yish on its own because it ain't kan shinu deshus. You know why? It belongs to no one. If Rishus Rabim belongs to everyone, of course there's a Shinu Rishus. Before it was your own private, and now it belongs to the whole world. It's the biggest Shinu Rishus you can have. Rashi is no. Rishus Rabim belongs to no one. So therefore, it's still, if you were the owner before, you're still the owner now. Nothing changed. Taste is a little different shot. Because taste the holes, as before you say, that Shinu Rabim belongs to everybody. Would have been a Shinu Rishus. That's a little different shot. Let's go back to Gemara. This is what happens when you come in very late. Let's go to the bottom of the paper. Like Avdi Belachayda, these people did not follow the instructions. They didn't follow what the king said. The king would have said, go take one palm tree from every person's house. And these guys went to one house and took 10 palm trees. They went and cut down from one garden, you know, from one yard, all the palm trees. That's Geneva. So the Gemara says, Shlucha de Malka Kamalka, like Eben Melech Melech, the Shliach of a king is a king. This is a good, I'm surprised in this, all the Rebbe Sichas, you never see, what was he, Eben Melech Melech? This is Mamish, a powerful statement.
Maybe because it's talking about doing a bad thing.
It doesn't matter the word.
Like Eben, they cut down everything for this poor guy.
There's some other psukim that are bad and we actually are good. Shlucha de Malka Malka, excuse me, the Shliach of a king is the king himself. Therefore, they have every right. They don't want to bother. They don't want to bother. They have a right to do that. The owner of the land made his own laws. You know why? Because he should have gone around and said, guys, I gave the 10 palm tree, but you guys will owe me. And he collect money from everybody because I could have got them to go to your houses. Well, Mishkel Dome could take the titan we'd be entitled to. If somebody... The Rav says, if somebody found, let's say, four people living inside, sharing a granary, and three of them already took all their tefuah, there's only one guy left, and the person collecting the taxes went in, he's supposed to collect from everybody, but he took whatever's in the granary left, it only belonged to one person. He pays the taxes, and then he has a right to go to other shutfim and collect their share. Abol arisa. But when it comes to our Aris, Arisusa de Kamapig, only his share. Since he has no share in the land, if he pay all the taxes, too bad. He cannot go to other people and collect the taxes. Interesting. If the government comes to collect taxes from one guy and say, look, Shmetel's not here right now, he owes $50 in tax, you better pay it on his behalf. They have a right to do that. A Bamasa can go on a Bamasa. They have a right to demand that you pay on behalf of the other guy. And if the Yiddish Gabe Melech, he's not a Ganef, if he goes to Reuven, you pay Shimon's thing, and then you go collect from Shimon whatever the taxes are. When do we say that? The bala, the tax, that's the land tax. And the taxes from this year. But for last year's taxes, the king already got paid his tax. Now the Gabbai just wants to collect his own money, then if you lost that. He can't go ahead and collect from another person.
Because you have no rishus to force the other.
Yeah. So we're talking about either a head tax, which is a karga, or a barla is a land tax, but only this year. Those people live within the tchum of the city. If they have animals there, and they used to rent out animals to bring to your car, thing, and just they should sit the whole day and fertilize your field. You're not allowed to take it with the chum because definitely some Yiddish animals got mixed in their ganavim. My time is should the marav chayusa the masa badai could mixed in the animals of the city with them. Chutz the chum, but if it's far away from the city, mutter likamil I'll take them because definitely Yiddish animals from the city wouldn't the owners would have taken them back. Even outside of the chum, if the owner of the Yiddish owner is running out to him, hey, give my animal back. I feel the chutz the chum also. Machriz Rava. Rava made the following announcement. Vitema Rav Huna. The Salkin Le'ela, those people are going up to Tetzisro. Udenachtin Le'sata, those people are coming down here to a valley, here to Bavel. Hai Ba Yisrael. Any Yid. The Yodis Adusa Lekusi. he knows a testimony that can help a goy out against the yid in an argument. And the goy never asked the yid, come to the bezin, I need you as a witness. And he voluntarily went and offered his service. He went to the goy, you know, I know that you're right. And he went to the goy shebezin against the yid. My time, the inu mafkin moina. You take what's wrong because you're taking money out, but it's not so simple. Apume de chad, because the problem with the goyish courts are they have one witness, they already rely on that one witness. But in Jewish law, you can't. So you're a ganef.
But by us, don't we say that in dinu momas eidechol is mechay b'shvua?
Sure, that's it.
So there is some value to it.
Yeah, but not take money out, but not over yet. The lo yamar, and then the Gemara says, when do we say this? Ela de chad only. Lo yamar ela chad only. If there's one witness there. Ava betray, but the two witnesses, you and somebody else, this is Jewish law, so two witnesses, I believe, then you're not doing anything wrong. Even though you volunteered information, it's not a mensch, but you're not wrong. You're not a ganef. Even one person, Ella bedina the Megista, only in the little kangaroo courts out in the villages. Ava betvav, the proper court in the middle of the city, they had a proper system. They also have the din that if one don't have one witness, they're not going to just based on one witness take money out, but they're going to cause you to swear. They follow the Jewish law. Yeah, the goyish court is to follow the Jewish law. Then you're allowed to go. Two more lines. When we're by Avuna, Iboilum had an interesting question. Adam Choshu. What about if you're a Choshu of a person? And yeah, the goyish court definitely will rely on this one Choshu of a person on his testimony. The Sam Chileg Bay today. Mafka Mamoina Apume. So they will rely on his testimony. We just said that one person can go because they're not going to rely on him. But if this guy's a chashev person, we know the goyish go, oh, this guy is here saying it. He must be saying the truth. So therefore, the lo yibayilah, so he shouldn't go there in front up and be say this. Or dilma, keep the adam chashev, or if a ket you can argue, because the chashev person, they summon you, le motzi mishtamilu, how can you get out of it? U motzi lasudi, teiku. Could be chil Hashem if you don't want to show up in the court. Teiku.
The minister.